A mixed bag of movement for planting across the Hoosier State and a screwworm update. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen, inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. You'll explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Planting is surging ahead in southern Indiana, while much of the north sits and waits. But near Muncie, one farmer says it's already full speed ahead. She's seeing both corn and soybean planters rolling hard, even as other parts of the state struggle to get started. CJ Miller has more.
We've been able to get quite a bit done. The conditions have been really fantastic around Delaware County.
That's Jenna Scott, who farms near the town of Gaston. Unlike other areas across northern Indiana, she tells Hoosier Ag Today that Mother Nature has been cooperative so far in her area.
We've got a decent amount of progress, over 200 acres each of corn and soybeans done. So we're really thankful to have the opportunity to get a lot in early and looking forward to some good weather.
She adds that her neighbors across the area have also been getting field work done. However, she says that the uncooperative weather and soil conditions from earlier this month are presenting a bit of a challenge right now.
I've seen a lot of people out working ground and trying to get their spraying done now. That's what our problem right now is trying to get our spraying caught up.
According to the latest USDA crop progress report released on Monday, 14% of Indiana's corn has already been planted, while 19% of the state's soybeans are now in the ground. That's well ahead of the five-year average of only 3% for both crops this same week of the year. I'm CJ Miller.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.